Now we're going to head over to Korva Coleman, who is in Washington, D.C., with a news update.
This is NPR.
Hi again, everybody. President Bush will spell out the details of his plan to help the U.S. economy. His goal, reportedly, is to lay out a bare-bones blueprint. Any plan has to be effective, simple, and temporary. He spoke yesterday with congressional leaders. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress shares that goal and is hoping to avoid one major problem.
We want to increase consumer confidence. We want to increase confidence in the markets. But there is no question that we want to avoid a downturn and have a serious responsibility to do so.
Fears of a recession have scared investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 300 points yesterday. Overseas markets were spooked too, but in trading today, the Hang Seng Index in Hong Kong recovered and gained nearly 87 points. The Washington Post reports there are a lot of missing White House emails. Congressional investigators say 473 days worth of White House emails were never archived. The missing emails include those of President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney's executive offices. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee released the report after Chairman Henry Waxman learned the White House insisted no emails were missing. Waxman says the claim is different from what the White House told Congress. That committee has also held a hearing examining just how effective veterans' charities are. Many have been criticized for spending money on things other than veterans' needs. The head of one group, Help Hospitalized Veterans of Winchester, California, says fundraising costs are very high, but some lawmakers say this is a fraud, and several prominent charities spend three-quarters of every dollar on fundraising rather than on vets. It was a scary day in Tijuana yesterday. An afternoon shootout between drug cartel members and city police lasted for hours. Authorities were looking for kidnapping victims. They found six of them shot to death inside a house where they had been tied up. Reporter Amy Isaacson says it began when police arrested suspected drug dealers for questioning.
Earlier in the day, a shootout between hundreds of police and the men they detained caused chaos in Tijuana. Police told people near the shootout to lock their windows and lay on the floor. Agents evacuated a nursery school. Many children ran out with their hands up.
U.S. authorities say the house was a shelter for members of the Arellano Felix drug cartel. The World Bank's Washington offices are closed today. There's been a bomb threat, and bank officials have told employees, stay home. They say it's a precaution. The World Bank and its sister organization, the International Monetary Fund, have frequently been the target of protests. Reuters reports Kenyan police have fired tear gas on a crowd of protesters in Mombasa. The crowd has been protesting President Mwai Kibaki's recent re-election. Ballot result has been violently disputed. And Africa is transfixed. It's the eve of the Africa Cup of Nations, a continent-wide soccer championship that has sparked heavy interest. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Korva.